KGMI Morning News Extra.
Talking politics with 42nd District Representative Alicia Rule. We do it each Tuesday at this time. We flip back and forth between Representative Rule and Representative Shoemake. So, Alicia, it's your turn this week, and I saw on your Facebook page you were throwing your weight behind several bills on the House floor. House Bill 1151, providing food and cash assistance to families in need. Is that a COVID-19 relief measure?
Somewhat. You know, I was shocked, Mike, when I saw this. Can you even imagine this? The rates for the grants that are to our most needy people have not been updated since 1991. So as you can imagine, the cost of living has gone up significantly. And so we needed to increase that. I looked specifically for Whatcom County when we were passing this. And here's what I saw. Whatcom County is a little bit unique in that our employment rate hasn't been impacted like some other places because of COVID. But our TANF usage, this usage of this money, is up 34%. So that means we have people who are working full-time jobs that are not able to make ends meet.
Okay. House Bill 1044 you list on here caught my eye. The wording here, it expands post-secondary and apprenticeship education opportunities for people who are incarcerated. Tell us about that a bit.
Yeah, this one is all about creating opportunities for people who need it most. So at least 95% of people who are in state prisons are going to be released at some point. And this invests in a workforce that wants, you know, so that these folks can come out into the community and get a job and have a pathway to success. So it's great because it lowers recidivism, and we know that the risk of reoffense goes lower, improves public safety, and really creates opportunity. And that's what I'm here to do.
Is there some visualization of what the apprenticeships would look like? Is it a public-private partnership, or how will that work?
What this does is it allows for certifications. So we have to create the pathway. And so we will work together to do that for folks so that, you know, not everybody is going to go straight to a four-year institution, and not everybody needs to be able to stay in a position that isn't going to be able to pay the bills. There's plenty of opportunities for folks, and we need people to be working with their hands, and these apprenticeship programs allow that to happen.
Okay. Back to hunger. House Bill 1166, which you relate that you voted for in the House, expands assistance to college students who are facing homelessness. Is that a deal in Whatcom County, like at Western or Whatcom or BTC?
It is. You know, sometimes we've got kids who are coming out of the foster care system trying their very best to make it in life, and so they do the right thing. They go to college. And then what ends up happening is there's times like the break or the interim, and there's nowhere for them to go. So it's kind of the invisible challenges that some of these kids face that we don't think about too much. We might think of a college student, you know, maybe having a lot of family support, but for some of these kids, they're trying to work really hard toward making a better life and breaking cycles, and the opportunities were really limited. And you know, that's really what this will do, is address that.
What form would the assistance take in this bill?
This is about housing and essential needs.
So it's cash assistance for them or in-kind assistance? Or?
You know, I am not an expert on the bill, so I don't know the details of how that will actually be implemented at this point.
Okay. I know that you've had a past town hall almost about a month ago. Do you have any more town halls planned for the future?
We do. We'll do another town hall later in the session. Right now, as you probably know, we are working pretty well day and night on the House floor, and the number of bills coming through is like fast and furious. It's a flurry of bills. We're making big decisions and big changes and having a lot of negotiation right now. So we will come back around on the other side of this scurry and flurry and make sure and update everybody on what we've been up to.
Okay, well, I hope you'll let us know about that, and we'll talk to you in a couple of weeks. 42nd District Representative Alicia Rule, a Democrat, joining us this morning on KGMI. Thanks as always, Alicia.